through my mind. Silith. Credence. Witch. In a moment, a choice might be critical. I am not a religious man, but I sped a silent prayer to the gods of my youth, asking that it not be me required to complete the ritual of her naming. She faced the town and raised an arm. Trumpets winded, as though anyone were not paying attention. Her arm dropped. Hoofbeats. Darling in her white, with Elmo, Silent, and the lieutenant, all three dogging her, galloped the lane defined by the pennons. The null was to come sudden, then freeze. The dominator was to be allowed to break out, but not with his power intact. I felt the null. It hit me hard, so unaccustomed to it was I. The lady staggered too. A mule of fear fled her lips. She did not want to be disarmed. Not now. But it was the only way. The ground shuddered once, gently, then geysered upward. I retreated a step. Shivering, I watched the fountain of muck disperse, and was amazed to see not a man, but the dragon. The damned dragon. I hadn't thought about that. It reared 50 feet high, flames boiling around its head. It roared. What now? In the null, the lady could not shield us. The dominator fled my mind entirely. I drew a shaft to its head, aimed for the beast's open mouth. A shout restrained me. I turned. Bowmans pranced and shrieked, calling insults in Telcurry. The dragon eyeballed him, and recalled that they had unfinished business. It struck like a snake. Flames surged ahead of it. Fire masked Bowmans, but did not harm him. He had taken his stand beyond the null. The lady moved a few steps to her right, to look past the dragon, whose four legs were now free and scrabbling to drag the rest of its immense body loose. I could see nothing of our quarry, but the flying taken were into their attack runs. Heavy, fire-carrying spears were in flight already. They roared down, burst. A thunderous voice announced, "Headed for the river!" The lady hurried forward. Darling resumed moving, carrying the null toward the water. Ghosts cursed and pranced around me. I was too distracted to respond. Mantas dropped in swift, dark pairs, dancing between bolts of lightning loosed by wind whales. The air went crackly, smelled dry and strange. Suddenly, Tracker was with us, muttering about having to save the tree. I heard a rising bray of horns. I dodged a flailing dragon leg, ducked a hammering wing, looked back. Scores of ill-clad human skeletons poured from the forest in the wake of a limping toad-killer dog. I knew we hadn't seen the last of that bastard. I tried to get the lady's attention. The forest tribes, they're attacking the guard. The dominator had had at least one ace in the hole. The lady paid me no heed. What the tribesmen and guard did were of no consequence to us at the moment. We had prey on the run, and dared concern ourselves with nothing else. "In the water!" that voice thundered from above. Darling moved some more. The lady and I scrambled over earth, still rippling with the dragon's efforts to break free. It ignored us. Bowmans had its entire attention.